Good morning, Madam Chair. I'm testifying on my own behalf. I'm the research director at the Independence Institute and an adjunct law professor at Denver University. And perhaps relevantly, since we've been talking a lot about training this morning, I have represented twice in the United States Supreme Court the International Law Enforcement Educators and Trainers Association, the professional association of the trainers who train the trainers. And I've also represented the International Association of Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors in those same Supreme Court cases, and I've represented both organizations in a variety of other federal court cases. I'd like to briefly reject the notion that teachers, because they try to resolve conflicts non-violently, are somehow the opposite of trained and law-abiding law enforcement officers. To the contrary, law enforcement officers are greatly trained in de-escalation, in resolving problems with words and not with force. And like all law-abiding citizens, they use firearms as a last resort. Six states currently allow anyone with a concealed carry permit to carry on public school property. These states are Alabama, Delaware, New Hampshire, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Utah. 16 other states have a law which allows anyone to carry on public school property with the permission of the relevant authorities, whether it's the school district or the school board or the principal. Two states have much more restrictive laws similar to what Senator Holbert is proposing as a policy option in Colorado. These are New Jersey and Wisconsin. These allow carrying on school property with the appropriate permission and mandatory extra training. So we have 24 states total that have something as restrictive as what Senator Holbert is proposing, the two I just mentioned, or the other 22 which are less. Notably, the opponents have not addressed these decades of experience collectively in the 24 other states. They have cited one example from Utah where a teacher had an accident and shot a toilet. That's after 21 years of the Utah law being enforced and the only experience of anything bad happening. For something good happening, we can look at Pearl Middle School in Mississippi in 1997, where a vice principal with his own handgun stopped a school shooter. The middle school dance in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania in 1998, where the same thing happened, where someone else stopped a school shooter. Appalachian School of Law in Virginia in 2002. The New Life Church in Colorado Springs in 2008, where a person with a concealed carry permit saved over 100 lives, according to the pastor, or more recently at the hospital, the Sister Marie Wellness Center in Darby, Pennsylvania in 2014, where an armed doctor intervened. We have, on the one hand, a lot of speculation and conjecture and emotions in testimony. The other hand, we have the experience of two dozen other states and multiple mass shootings stopped by law-abiding citizens carrying handguns lawfully. The ones I mentioned are just a few of a very long list. This bill is one of the rare things you will see in the session. It is immediately necessary for the preservation of public safety. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Copel. Are there any questions from the committee members for this witness? Seeing none.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.